This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Move on now to a conversation with a Capitec Bank CEO, Harry Furix, on the line. We are unpacking the company's latest set of numbers, a strong one there. We are seeing 16% growth there in their earnings. And also, I think a very interesting one for me, 72% of the total income is non-interest income there. But the CEO does join us now to really give us more color into the reporting period that was. Harry, a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening, listeners. Pleasure to be on the show.
Brilliant, Harry. A great performance from Capitec here. Double-digit growth in the key metrics. I'm keen just to get your overall thoughts on the period that was.
Yeah, we're quite happy with the results. As you mentioned, we've managed, it's a deliberate decision we took 3-4 years ago to diversify our income streams. And 72% of our income is coming now from non-credit. And I think we've done exceptionally well in our value-added services, you know, Capitec Connect, Capitec Pay. We've launched Capitec Business. We've built our new insurance business. And if you actually look at our results for the last 6 months, we've actually shown 25% growth. So, we're quite pleased with the results.
I must also ask you about, that diversification strategy, Harry, and where you are seeing, most of the greens coming from, and if there are any areas that are lagging behind that you still intend on putting more effort into.
Yeah, if you look at, 5 years ago, we were pure retail business. As I mentioned, we've got now a strong insurance business. We're busy bringing over the Sanlam or the Cell Sanlam and Guard Risk, and that will be completed by the end of the year. Then we can start launching new products and optimize existing products. We've got business banking, whereby we've rebranded to Capitec Business. We've repriced. So the pricing of business banking is now exactly the same as retail. So there's no differentiation of income levels or size of business. Everyone gets exactly the same price. I don't think it's unheard of that business bank and retail prices are exactly the same. And then the one I think that surprised the market is all the value-added services. If I look at Capitec Pay, 18 months ago, there was not a product like Capitec Pay. Now it's contributing $200 million to our profit. Vouchers that we're selling to our client base, whereby they can send vouchers to friends, family, etc. So there's a lot of things that we're busy with and a lot of value-added services that we're creating for our client base.
It is a very, interesting business case that we are seeing here with Capitec, Harry. Let's also touch here on what we are seeing, though, in the lending space in terms of impairments, maybe even in terms of the credit profiles that you are seeing coming through Capitec there. And if you are seeing strain from, those who have taken credit out at Capitec.
Yeah, I think when we did the half-year results in September, we said that there's strain. Our credit loss ratio was 11%. We said to the market we pulled back and we adjusted our risk appetite. And it's quite pleasing that our credit loss ratio has dropped to 9.2%. The result of that, if you look at the 6 months, there was a drop of 800 million or our provisions were 800 million lower. So we've seen a big improvement on our credit side. However, we're still conservative on the credit side. We all know interest rates are still high. Very positive, inflation has come down. Food inflation has dropped from 14% to 5%. So we believe, last year was very unstable worldwide, Russia and Ukraine. This year, we see much more stability if you just look at load shedding and the impact of load shedding. So I think the two uncertainties is the Middle East and the election. So we'll monitor it very closely. We will be conservative. But we believe we've made the right decisions.
I'm also keen, Harry, just to get more insights also on competitors in the sector. We do see Capitec really being able to gain market share, bringing on additional customers there. How is the competition in South Africa's, banking sector that does see many new entrants coming along, fighting for the same market share?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more than banking, because what you're seeing is financial services groups, ShopRite Checkers are offering wallets. The telecommunication companies are in the financial services space. So everyone is in the financial services space. For us, it's important. I think it's good for competition because it keeps you on your toes. But ultimately, it's the delivery on the client needs and fully understanding the client. And I think that is what we strive to do. And I think if you look at our results, we're quite happy with that. So we first always look at the client, understanding the client, make certain we deliver on the client, and then to look at our competitors. But there's very strong competitors in Africa.
We have seen the Capitec share price rally quite well this evening, Haley. I know that it's obviously not your concern to watch the share price there, but it also it can see that investors are keen on Capitec as a counter. And I think that also speaks to the fact that, there is no doubt about growth within Capitec or for Capitec. Let's talk about that growth strategy.
Yeah, I've said it. It's all business banking. It's all insurer. It's the whole value-added products that we bring out. We believe on all of that there's a tremendous runway. A big advantage we've got is that 22 million clients, which are still growing, and the 844 branches, and I'm talking retail branches, that we're selling through. Because what we've done with our branches, we've taken all the transactions away, and now our branches are actually focusing on selling and really connecting with our client base. And that gives us strength. And then Avafin, I think it's exciting that we have got opportunities to go to those five countries, and it could be other countries that Avafin moves into. So, I still believe in South Africa there's a lot of opportunities, especially in the emerging market, the informal market. That's where we're focusing on the small businesses, because if you really want to unlock the potential in South Africa, you need to get employment, and employment comes from entrepreneurs, and that's what we're focusing on, and how can we assist the entrepreneurs in South Africa.
And then before I let you go, I'm also keen just to touch on what you call purpose lending. I think it's a very interesting term, Haley, because it also does speak to the fact that you've identified certain needs from your customer base, and you're very keen to ensure that you can meet those needs.
Yeah, for us, purpose lending is we want to make certain that when a person takes credit, he takes it for the right reason. So we've identified vehicles, housing, and education as three big areas for purpose. That's why in the building side, we've partnered with CTM and CashWealth. And what happens is we don't pay out the loan to the client, but it actually goes to the supplier. So we pay CTM or CashWealth directly. And because we know it goes for building material, we're repricing the loan at a much lower rate, at about between 3% and 4% lower, because it's going for a very specific purpose. And it's making certain that we can actually compete against secured credit in those three particular areas.
Very, very fascinating things indeed. Before I let you go, I can quickly touch on the outlook.
Well, I think if you look at the outlook, I said to yourself, I think this year is much more stable than last year, and I've mentioned all the different factors. I think the Middle East is worrying what is going to happen in that particular space, because that will go over to ourselves. And I think the $1 million question that nobody really needs can give an answer is what's going to happen in the election. What we know, coalitions in South Africa hasn't got a good track record. So one will have to wait and see what happens end of May, and then to see what happens. I hope politicians put South Africa first and that's not politics first, because we need very strong leadership and direction to make certain that South Africa reaches its full potential.
Brilliant, Haley. Congratulations on a strong performance. Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Brilliant. Wow, that's Haley Fourie, Capitec CEO there, unpacking the company's latest set of numbers there. A really strong showing from Capitec.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.